Blog Talk Radio.
God, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So if you would like to come and hear this powerful woman of God bring a wonderful word this evening, you can call in at 319 319- 527-6204. You can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you. Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor. Hold on, don't let go. I know the one who sits on high and looks down low. He's always there, standing by. He may not be there.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. Dear God, thank you that I'll never have to journey through life alone. I know that you see me and will always be with me. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Praise be to God.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your mighty power and your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. Your power. We need your power. And let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yes, yes, yes. And your mighty power.
And your mighty power.
There's nothing you can't do. And your awesome majesty. Your presence fall. There's healing in your presence. There's peace in your presence. Everybody standing all over the building with your hands raised and your mouth open. Let's cry out to the Lord tonight. Come on. Say, Lord. We can't breathe without you.
receive. Receive new strength. Receive new peace. Receive new joy. Hallelujah. In your presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We cry out to you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Elohim Abba, the Lord God of our forefathers. Joshua 18:3 says, so Joshua said to the sons of Israel, how long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, Jehovah Elohim Abba, has given you? Amen. Jehovah Elohim Abba. You are the Lord God of my forefathers. You were present before time began and have walked with my ancestors and all who have come before me. You are the one who spoke to Moses at the burning bush. You gave Joshua instructions on how to defeat Jericho. Jehovah, Elohim, Abba, you were with Mary when she gave birth to the Messiah and laid him in a manger. You are the same today and tomorrow as you were yesterday. I praise you for keeping a record of your connections with humanity through the Bible and for preserving this record to share with me. I have a lot to learn from your interaction with my forefathers, Jehovah Elohim Abba, and I honor you for giving me the opportunity and the desire to know more. Amen, amen, and amen. Now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Set Your Mind. Set Your Mind. In Colossians 3:2, in the NIV version says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Amen? So how do you overcome heartbreak? How do you break free from something you know the Lord wants you to let go of so you can heal? How do you deal with the confusion when there are so many unanswered questions in your mind? Of course, it is the power of God that does that in you. And you invite him, his healing influence into your life when you actively set your mind on him. Therefore, as thoughts of that person or situation arise, it is important for you to refocus your concentration on Christ. This is why in Philippians 4:8-9, Paul wrote, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. If you want the peace that Jesus offers you, you have to allow him to rule your thoughts. Through your worship of him, you will find the healing, answers, and freedom that your heart is longing for. Praise be to God. Jesus, help me turn my thoughts to you. As fear and pain creep in, help me remember that you are guiding me and won't let me down. And amen, Amen and amen. And I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyles. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. For the child, if you spare the rod, teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel your path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, are better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open and taking the Proverbs that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Bye. Family
Praise be to God. Jehovah, Abba, Elohim, Abba, the Lord God of my forefathers. I confess I don't always make a connection between what have done in the past and what you are doing currently in my life. I neglect to study your word and learn your character through the way interacted with those who came before me. I am a child of Abraham and an heir to the covenant you have established with my spiritual forefathers. Yet I confess my lack of understanding and what I entail and what that entails of and of my birthright. What I do not know, I cannot ask for. Forgive me for that, for not taking full advantage of what you have established already through your relationship with my spiritual forefathers. Amen, amen, and amen.
I know life can be a flip sometimes. Seems like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here. You might be feeling that life is getting you down.
Quickness spirit, quickness spirit, quickness spirit, free.
Amen. Praise be to God.
This is for my sister.
Yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong. Sippin' on the same drink, water change, same cheap boys, same kush, smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same honey, same front, like you got paper, it make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly, 90% of his conversation was all lies, he won't shoot for the price of one, you and your sister like wine, so he buy a drink to get you drunk. Now you're rocking on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you wish you pass by. Now you both way controlled by another power. It's quiet as kept. Every sucker in the club plot with no regret. I used to plot too. I must confess it wasn't right. But that's the price my sister pay. Every night she play.
She plays a street light. Cause there's no place she can go.
The street don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see. And only 2% of what you hear. I pray your strength is
in a street light.
I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt he deceived us from the start. Ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, five drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping it low to the floor. This represents everything you stand for. Showing the games you sold, not told. Remember you reap what you sold.
People see just who you wanna be, and every night you shine, just like a superstar. The type of life that plays a tense
and
masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk, you're who you think you are.
She plays a street light, cause there's no place she can go. Street light, it's the only light she knows. Street light, and there's a thousand colors to play.
Oh, in the street light,
you play your life away.
He affects you tonight. Get you tomorrow. One night stand in the back of the car instead of the man of respect. You let him trick your heart. You surviving on the edge. Hope you find a baller bouncing around from club to car. He only likes you enough when you're giving it up. Your friendship can't be taught. So when he sets you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real quick.
Oh, yeah,
me
yeah, yeah. Let them people see
what
just
a real
who you
want to
be. And every night you
what
shine
a real
just
said.
Like a superstar.
The
type of life that plays a tense masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk.
The ladies
are you're
feeling,
who you think
but
you are.
But the heart
is
clear. For us all, remember patience, race, death, and all the money, material things, so we never feel an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain, erase your scar. If you go and worship, then you can remember Jesus gave his life, and he loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen, so keep your faith up and look towards the stars. I'm sent back Christ Jesus to point the way. For safety, for security, come to world of deliverance. And I love you too. Keep your faith up, sister. Keep your faith up.
Praise be to God.
Have you ever been set up? Well, I have.
I cry hard, so hard, sometimes I remember the fuel in my fire was the struggles with the paper. My mama couldn't afford new shoes an hour later. I remember shaking my head, buying Payless for the summer. Dang, I was the laughing stock, but so was the sun. He was framed and fly by the cats who claimed they knew him not. So when I put my shoes up, just know he gets the props. I'm showing gratitude, cause the cross cost a lot. And matter of fact, he paid it all. I know what I got. Wanted to be a rapper, show sold out. And rapper back then, my show was in the mirror a lot. Singing to a single sinner, but never knowing the all caps winner. Or even if my dreams will appear fast over some years. Now I'm dying gray hairs, but still spitting in the mirror. Was a setup. When I came through, my mom single and 18, my dad married and over the coop. So what was I to do? I joined a dude, a baggy pants dude, rags, cornrows, tent boots. It was official. I hated the world. I hated my daddy. I hated girls. I hated a part of me that screamed help me. But little did I know that heaven was my help. He was ordering me, molding me, breaking me, taking me from infamil to rice and peas, cornbread, collard greens was the main course meal, coupled with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John 3:16. Yeah, I remember hip-hop hits for days. I chanted harder than them cats wearing hoodies. It was a setup. Hey yo, I had to let up.
Sitting in my room, hearing his voice softly. Lauren Hill told me to watch out. Biz told me he was just a friend. I directed all my frustrations at him. To the folks on the end of my pen. You heard fear, you heard anger, you heard hip-hop pain. Never getting a break, I never realizing that he was back at it again. Suddenly, a change occurred in me. The sucker ran away and the bitch, I was free. I no longer hated life, I no longer hated G.O.D. Man, I was free, huh? Man, I was free, huh?
Don't curse the battle to end right now. Just give in to God. He's calling you. He's speaking to you. Yeah, you. The person that's listening to my voice. It's just a setup.
All you gotta do is let up.
And just give in to the man above. And he gon' fix it.
And make you better than you was.
Setting me up for a takeoff. It was a setup. It was a setup. It was a setup. Oh, setting me up for a
that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we are waiting, praise be to God. Amen. So now we are getting ready to go into our word for this evening with our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening on this very hot day?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome, thank you. Yes, ma'am. It is hot.
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am. I tell you, I don't know how they're going to do it if they don't make it to heaven. It's hot.
I do not want to be in that boat.
Well, it's still a wonderful, wonderful day.
Amen.
It has been truly an awesome day today. Thank God that he allowed us to see another day. How about that?
Amen.
Yes, thank you, God. So, anyway, I'm not going to prolong it because God has a word that is good. Yes, it is. We are preparing our hearts and minds to receive what thus says the Lord, and he has a lot to say. He truly has a lot to say. So I'm going to get out of his way and let him do what he do. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you because not only did you wake us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healings within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you, oh God. We honor you. We glorify your holy. We lift you up, oh God, high above the earth. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. So we lift you up today, oh God, that you and only you can do the drawing. We are so grateful for this time right now to hear your voice, to feel your arms wrapped around us, to see that smile on your face as you're looking upon your creation. Thank you, God. Thank you for never, ever, ever giving up on us, oh God. Even when we give up on ourselves, thank you, God, for never giving up on us. Thank you for loving us like none other, oh God. We just ask that you open up the heart and the hearing for those that are under the sound of my voice, that they may hear what thus says the Lord tonight and receive it, embrace it. Oh, my goodness. And then turn around and glorify you because of it. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Oh, we have an awesome word tonight. I tell you, sometimes God gives me a word, and truly, I kid you not, I be saying to myself, I like to be the one sitting down hearing that word. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Now, you know, when you got to tell yourself who I want to be the recipient of that word, and you said, I want to sit on that side, and God said, Jesus, does she not know that I'm speaking to her too? Does she not know, my goodness, glory to God, that she's under the sound of her own voice?
Yeah.
So she is the recipient. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you.
Hallelujah. Ooh.
God is so good. You know what? This is the part that I love about God. He is forever, forever teaching, forever teaching. So when I say, oh, I want to be the recipient of that word, he's going, Jesus, don't she know that she is? Huh? She's sitting under the sound of her voice.
Yes.
Right? It's her voice, my word. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. All I can say was, thank you, God, I got it now.
Amen.
I hear myself talking. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless God for all of you that have joined in, and even the ones that wanted to join in but could not find the time, could not break away. God still, my goodness, God still knows your heart. And he
yes.
will make sure that there's going to come a day where you're going to get the time you need to set aside so you can get this word. But right now, for those of you that were able to join, God bless you. We don't take it lightly. We do not take the lives of God's sheep lightly. We watch what we feed you. I'm going to know. You're right, Holy Ghost. He said, take that back. So I take that back. No, we eat what we feed you. How about that? No one wants to be in a kitchen with a cook that won't eat their own food. Come on now.
Okay, now.
My goodness, word of God. So I'm here to tell you that I am the taste tester. I have already tasted and see that the Lord your God, my God, our God, is good. He is good. Here we go. Ooh, look where we at. We all over the place today. My goodness. Thank you, God. We are coming from the front of your Bible to the back of your Bible. We are going to come from Genesis 3:1. And then we're going all the way to the New Testament, way in the back. And we're going to come from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26. Ooh, watch this. Oh, my good. Oh, God. Whew. If y'all could see me now, I've passed out looking at what he gave me. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26. Yeah. And then the book of James chapter 1, verses 19 through 24. Yes, oh God. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. And James chapter 1, verses 19 through 24. Here we go. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 says, now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from the tree in the garden? she said, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. Yeah, but not that tree. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. And it says, thank you, God. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger. Ooh, I tell you, he's going all over the place with this one today.
All
and
right.
Now let's go to the book of James 1:19 through 24. My beloved brothers, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For a man's anger does not bring the righteousness that God desires. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, he's a teacher. He's a teacher.
Yes,
therefore,
he is.
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and every expression of evil, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save your soul. Verse 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, Otherwise, you are deceiving. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you are deceiving yourself. Mm-mm. For anyone who hears the word but does not carry it out is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after observing himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm about to jump off. Here we go. The title of this message is My Hearing Aid.
Ooh.
Ooh, my hearing aid. Wow. I'm going to jump around today. I can't take it in the order that I normally just do my thing. No, I got the flow with the Holy Ghost today. He's sitting there going, I'm driving. Get back. I said, okay. I got on the passenger side today. My goodness. Here we go. In Genesis, you see what the serpent told Eve? Look how crafty he was. From day one, and I don't mean no harm. Don't be sending me no nasty grams. From day one,
yes,
he went to the weaker vessel from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He went to the woman.
Yes.
The woman is sensitive. She's all kind. She going to do all kind of things that a man is not going to do. Because a man going to be like, say what? Oh, I don't think so. Get on out of here with that. A woman
right.
be like, no, wait a minute. This the one. Wait a minute. Listen to what he got to say. You don't know what he get ready to tell her. And the man's like, don't be stupid. We ain't got to hear that. And the woman is sitting there convincing. So from day one,
yes.
the serpent, Satan, went to the weaker vessel.
Yes, he
okay?
did.
It's just how we're made. Okay? We're a little bit more gentler than men.
All right.
And so he says to her, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Y'all got to hear this in the spirit. Number one, God, I love you. Number one, God wasn't talking to Eve. He said it to Abraham. So whatever she heard secondhand. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't hear it from God's mouth. She heard it from Adam. So he goes to Eve, not to the one who God spoke to. Ooh, God, I love you. He goes to the one that's hooked to the one that hears from God.
Okay.
Y'all better hear me in the spirit, because guess what? Every married couple out there, every mother, father, sister, brother, daughter, because guess what? There's times when you didn't hear from God,
mm-hmm.
but your sibling heard from God.
Uh-huh.
You didn't hear from God, but your spouse heard from God. You didn't hear from God, but your parent heard from God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so guess what? Because he knows that they know they heard from God, he's not going to them.
Nope.
Because just as sure as they looked at you and said, God said, that means they're getting ready to stick to what God said. He's going to go to the one that did not get the message from God.
Okay.
So he goes to Eve and he says, did God say you're going to surely die? You can't eat from that tree? Here's Eve. No, he didn't say we couldn't eat from the trees.
Okay.
Just that tree. Are you going to surely die? I don't think so. What do you think? Uh-uh. You know you want the apple. Eat it. Okay. I had to add there, put my own conversation in there. And so she ate the apple or whatever the fruit was, and then she got the husband. Here, honey.
Yes, your
take
boy.
A bite. Because if she like me, anything I do, crazy or not, I'm definitely going to include Pastor Stephen. I'd be like, here, come on. Why? I don't want to be the only one going down. If I'm going down, I'm going with you. And Stephen, bless his heart, he truly loves me because most of the time he look at me and go, oh, so what's that about? Why we got to do that? But 9 times out of 10, after he see, okay, her lip is poked out from here to China. Let me just go ahead because I can't deal with her all night. You know, he kind of come on over to the good side. But if it's something serious, he probably would not. But anyhow, so now we see that Satan goes to Eve, and he convinces her, you're not going to surely die. No, Okay, now we got to jump down. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. We got to jump down to James chapter chapter 1, verse 23. And it says, for anyone who hears the word but does not carry it out, it's like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, forgets what he looks like, and, you know, so on. But the part I want y'all to get right there is the fact that anyone who hears the word but does not carry it out. Do you see what it says? Anyone that hears it. Okay. So Eve really didn't hear from God. She heard from the husband.
Exactly.
Right? She heard secondhand. So we already know the little game that they play. Everybody get in a circle, and the first person, they'll whisper something in their ear, and you whisper to the next person, next person, next person. And by the time it gets back, it's all twisted up. That is not what was said, right? So now we see that, I'm trying to take my time because there's so much in this. Do you know that it's not dead? The serpent is not dead. He got kicked out of heaven, but he ain't dead.
Nope.
He's down here roaming around.
Absolutely.
He's seeing whom he can devour, who he can destroy, who he can tear apart, who he can get to curse God. He ain't dead. He's alive. The little rascal is alive. You know what used to kill me? When I find people that believe that there's a God, but they didn't believe that there was a devil. And I'm going, okay, I'm kind of confused. Let me get this straight. You believe there's a God, but you don't believe there's a devil.
There's
no devil.
Are you crazy?
There's no devil. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what that is? When a person absolutely believes there's a God, but there's no devil, you know what that is? That's a person that is without hope.
Wow.
Because if you don't believe that there's a devil, he can do whatever he wants to you.
Yes.
Because you don't believe he exists.
That's right.
He already got your mind twisted because you don't believe he exists.
Yes, yes.
Come on now.
Preach, Pastor. My Lord.
Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now we see that he's not dead. He's still alive.
Yes.
And just how James said, anyone who hears the word but does not carry it out is like a man who looks his face in the mirror and after observing himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Same thing with God's word. Okay? You hear God's word, right? But you don't do, oh my goodness, glory to God.
Come on.
Hear God's word. But you don't do what the word said. Ooh.
Yes.
So you're like that person that looked in the mirror.
Yes.
Seen your wig all twisted or your toupee or your contact lens hanging off your eye.
Yes.
You didn't do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
Okay? You just went on your merrily little way.
That's right.
So guess what that is? Oh, my goodness. Watch this. Hear me in the spirit. That is Satan still messing with you saying, God didn't surely say you were going to die, because we know the wages of sin is death. Okay?
Yes.
Now, he said the same thing he did back in the garden, he's doing it right now. Ain't nothing changed with him.
Nope.
And he said, God didn't surely say you're going to, and his human, not woman, not man, human. No, I don't think so. I mean, what's the harm in telling a little white lie?
Oh.
Right? That don't make you a liar because you're telling a little white lie. Now, here, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Here is the father of lies telling
yes.
you because you tell a little white lie, it doesn't make you a liar. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Tell a little blue lie, a green lie, a purple lie. It's a lie.
Amen. Yes.
And you are a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Yes.
I try
yes,
to help
yes.
somebody today because, you know what? We get caught with this one because
yeah.
we don't realize sometimes that we're lying.
Uh-huh.
We did it so long, we forget we lying.
Come on,
say, somebody could come up to you and go, you ain't got $2 you can loan me. And you got $6 in your pocket knowing you're going to Burger King when they leave. And you go,
No.
I ain't got no money. See, here's the thing. If you would have stopped that, you would have been okay. Why would you have been okay? Because you didn't say you didn't have any money. You said, I don't have it to loan you.
Right.
Come on. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Why do you think God said life and death is in the power of the tongue? We have to be very careful with
yes.
what we say.
Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed.
Someone said to you, you live over there by where I live, huh? Down on 23rd Street. Not really. Yes, you do. You 5 blocks away. But you got plans at the church. You're not going that way. You're not going straight home. And they say, you think you could give me a ride home? Well, I don't really live over there. You might want to get with Sister So-and-So. See how we lie?
Mm-hmm.
We,
wow,
we
that
lie so good, we
so
don't even
good.
Know we lying.
Yes.
All you had to do was say, yes, Sister So-and-So, I do live over there, but I'm not
right.
going right home.
Exactly.
Okay? I'm going yes. someplace else.
You're
right? And mm-hmm. no, we can't do that.
No.
Why? Why can't
know.
We just tell the truth? God is a God of truth.
Yes,
and
he is.
And just so you know, everybody out there that's saying they're a man, woman, child, or whatever of God.
Come on. Preach it.
Come on now. Your daddy is a dad of truth.
Yes.
But if you tell a little white lie,
yes.
you're a liar.
You
know
are
why?
Lying.
Your little white lie is not the only thing you tell that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell a little white lie, you're going to tell a blue lie, a green lie, a purple lie.
Come on now.
You're going to tell
right,
you're a liar.
Yes.
You're a liar.
Yes.
Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Liar. You're a liar.
Hands on fire.
look what Jesus told Peter. He said, hey, you're a liar. You belong to the father of lies. Because he's convinced you that you're not even lying.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that? Huh?
And
God
it's
is
the
not
truth.
The author of confusion.
That's
if you're
right.
walking around confused, you don't even know when you lie. You don't lie so much, mm-hmm. you don't know what the truth sounds like. My goodness,
ain't that
glory
the
to
truth.
God.
That is the
and
truth.
And so the father of lies is saying, you're not going to surely die. I ain't going to die. If I tell a lie, okay, now, he gets you another way. You're not going to surely die if you out there stealing. You know what those people in the church, they be tripping. I ain't stealing. I'm just taste testing the grape.
Oh, no.
If you taste a grape or you taste a cherry or something in the store, mm-hmm. and you did not pay for it,
mm-hmm.
you stole that, okay? Because guess what? The first thing they do when you give them your grapes, when you go to the counter and you give them your grapes, you know what the first thing they do? They weigh it.
Yes, they do.
To see how much to charge you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't weigh what you've eaten walking down the aisle.
Amen.
Okay? You already
yep.
stole that. They just can't
all
see
right.
what you stole.
Mm-mm.
Saying to yourself, huh, just because I taste the grape to see if I want to buy them or not, that don't make me no thief. I'm getting ready to buy all these. You ain't going to buy the one you just ate.
Come on now.
See, the reason why I said God is a teacher, he's teaching us right now. He's showing, oh my goodness, glory to God. We think that we got to go out and stab somebody, shoot somebody, run somebody over, and oh, we going to hell. How about all these little things that God is not pleased with?
Yes.
Okay. He is not pleased with any of that.
Mm-mm.
You're a liar. You're a thief. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Mm. Okay, here's a good one. Here's a good one. When the Word of God says, be ye doers of the Word and not just hear it, okay? The Word says, don't covet what someone else had.
That's right.
Okay? Don't want it so bad that you're going to go out there and do anything to get it. Well, we turn around and, how you get this car? Oh, God bless me, girl. I can't even tell you how God has blessed me.
Wow.
Oh, you balling now. You got that car. Yes, I do. Why? Because Sally had a car. And, I ain't going to keep getting on the bus. God bless me, too. Okay, so you drive to your house. And on your door is an eviction notice.
Wow.
Because you done took your rent money and you went and got you a car.
Oh,
that you said
no.
God blessed you to get.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because you wanted what Sally had so bad you went out and got it.
Yes.
You see how the devil is duking us?
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's duking us. He's gotten us to think there's nothing wrong with what we're doing. Ooh, the devil is a liar. There's so much wrong with what we're doing. And here's the thing. I got to tell y'all this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know what? I tell everybody all the time, I loved my mother and father. I really loved my mother and father. And guess what? My mother and father really loved me. They really loved their kids, right? And so, but guess what? That didn't mean that I always got everything I wanted. And it did not mean that I never got a beating. Oh, the devil is a lie. Anybody that know me and my family know I got beat so much, I thought my name was beaten. I got so many beatings. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get a beating. Don't even panic because they still going to beat you. You
exactly.
can get in front of your mother and go, oh, I'm sorry. I need to know. I just want it. And you could do all that and he'll just sit there and listen to your story.
Mm-hmm.
They look at you and go, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it hurt you. No,
exactly.
It's not. You're not feeling this. What do you mean? And they tear your tail up. And I told y'all, we got to be with extension cords. So you know you got tore up.
Oh, yeah.
And so the thing is, I just told y'all, my mother and father really, really loved us, right? But it didn't mean I always got what I wanted. And it didn't mean that if I did something wrong, they wasn't going to bring correction. It did not mean that. So now, that's my earthly mother and father. What about my heavenly father? You think that he does not love me more than the parents he gave me? He loves me more.
Mm-hmm.
And because he loves me more, guess what? He's not going to always give me what I want.
No.
because some things are not good for me.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, that is true.
Oh, you know what? My name, okay, here's an example. My name is Sally, and I'm saying, Lord, please bless me to get with Betty. Please, Lord, let her be my wife. And God is looking at me going, Jesus, you better get her. Holy Ghost, what you doing down there? You supposed to teach her right from wrong. She not listening. You see, she ain't listening. She want to be with a woman. Come on now.
Mm-mm.
These are the things that the devil is duking us with. Come on.
That's right.
It's wrong. It's wrong. I've had kids look at me and go, it's not wrong. You know, they still God's creation. I'm going, oh, Lord Jesus. So if I go out there and kill, steal, and do whatever, is it wrong? Yeah, it's wrong. Okay, sin is sin. That's it. It doesn't matter what the sin is. Sin is sin. So
That's right. Here's the thing.
God says my hearing aid. So look at Eve, right? On verse 23, it says, anyone who hears the word but does not carry it out is like the man who looks in the mirror and does not change what they see. Okay,
yes.
So like Eve, the devil said to Eve, God isn't going to surely kill you, right? You're not going to surely die. No, we're not going to die. Go ahead, eat it. So
Every
time you get ready to do something, I can almost guarantee the Holy Ghost, oh my goodness, this is good right here. The Holy Ghost, oh, for some of you, you may say the Holy Spirit. Okay? Okay, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. You still can't see him. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is saying to you, don't do that. But you know what you're saying? You're not in the church, right? You don't go to the church or nothing. So for you, it's not the Holy Spirit. You call it, you know what? Something told me don't do. Because since you're not in the church, you haven't given him his rightful name yet. So you're going, something told me don't do that. And the Holy Ghost saying, you right, I did take. Because just in case y'all don't know, the Holy Ghost is, oh my goodness, glory to God. The same way God is protecting you, whether you're in the church or not, so is his spirit. So is his angel.
That's
okay?
Right.
Just
yep.
because you're not in a church yet, just because you haven't received him as your Lord and Savior yet, does not mean that he's not with you yet. He's still
Amen.
With you.
Amen.
How do I know? Because he said, it's through loving kindness have I drawn thee.
That's right.
So he's got to show you a whole lot of love and a whole lot of kindness to get you to come in, Kathy. Because your head was hard. I could see the love. I could feel the love, but I still want to do what I want to do. But he loved me enough not to leave me in the condition I was in. He came and got me, and he's trying to get her and her and him and her. He's trying to get us all with his love and his kindness.
Yes.
That's how he's drawing us in, drawing us into a closer walk with him.
Yes.
And what he's saying is, but when you go to church, if you hear the word and you don't do what it says, right? Why would you look in the mirror and see your lister all across your forehead and not go, oh, what is my lister doing up there and wipe it off? Why would you go look in the mirror and see you done took, while you was trying to shave off your beard, you shaved off your eyebrow?
Oh, wow.
Why would you go look in the mirror and see something crazy and not do something about it? I went to a crazy home one time, and I saw a young lady, and she literally had lipstick all over her face.
Wow.
And she looked at me, and she said, oh, hey, you want to do the washing machine? I said, yeah, right after we wash your face off, okay? She said, okay, you going to wash your face too? I said, I sure am, because mine is just as dirty as yours.
Mm.
And we both washed our face. I didn't have no Listerine on, but I still had dirt on. Oh, my goodness, glory to God, y'all got to hear that. I still had dirt on my face.
Yes, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I washed my face with her. So I let her look in the mirror, and she went, oh! Because while she was in whatever state, she put lipstick all over herself, but she didn't realize it until she looked in the mirror, and then she didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you going to wash your face too? Sure am.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying, you hear my word, but you're not doing anything. And you're not doing anything because the one that came and deceived Eve is still deceiving now.
All
okay?
right. Yes, he
She's
is.
She's looking at you going, the church don't know when you go out. You go out, do whatever you want to do. They can't see you.
Hmm.
No, they can't see you. And they have no heaven or hell to put you in.
That's
but
right.
God does. And
yes,
God
does.
Sees you.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he's saying, I don't understand. He says, okay. He said, Kat, I need you to tell them I'm going to give them my hearing aid. I said, you going to give them your hearing aid? He says, yeah, yeah. Because if they don't hear my word, then they can't do my word. If they don't do my word, then they can't be where I am. Right? And I'm going, okay, so I don't understand. I don't understand. Here's the thing. He says, tell them I'm going to give them my hearing aid.
Uh-huh.
Okay. God's going to give us his hearing aid. What's the hearing aid, God? He said, because, you know, I'm looking at the lifestyle of my people,
mm-hmm.
and I understand they're doing what they're doing because they don't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they heard me the way they say they love me, then they would do what I'm telling them to do.
Amen.
My mother was good for that. She come in there, she go, Kedbird, why you ain't do what I told you to do? And I look at her and go, you know why? Because the time got away from me. I'm sitting there watching TV, watching my stories, drinking my Pepsi, and before I know it, she got the key in the door. And I
That's
haven't even
right.
cleaned the house yet.
Ooh.
And she goes, Kedbird, why didn't you clean the house? Why didn't you do what I told you to do? I said, did you hear me when I told you to clean the house before I get on?
No, I
heard you. I don't know why. You know, you start crying, but it's too late. Now, me, I don't know about y'all, but I'd rather get the beating. I don't like that look of disgust on her face, right? Because she done been working all day, and she come home, and all she asked me to do was to clean the house.
Exactly.
The house that she's working hard to get the money to pay the rent for, the house
mm-hmm.
that she's working hard to get the money to put food in, the house that she's working hard enough to make sure I got some place to sleep at night, and all she asked me to do was clean it.
Clean it. That's it.
And God is saying, the life that I'm working so hard to protect, the life that I watch over day and night, the life that I keep from danger seen and unforeseen, the life that I gave you.
Yes.
Okay? I gave you this life. I wake you up every single day. I do this for you because I love you. And all I asked you, my goodness, glory to God, all I asked you to do was to clean the house.
That's it. That's it.
You do know that the temple is considered your house. Why?
Yes.
Because you have a visitor. Huh? The Holy mm-hmm. Ghost dwells within you. But
yes.
he doesn't want to be in a dirty house.
Oh, no.
So if the house is dirty, you're never going to know he's there because he's not going to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because before the house got so dirty, he was doing a lot of talking. But you
mm-hmm.
didn't listen.
Right.
He said, Kat, don't do that. Kat, don't go over there. Don't touch that. Kat, get those people back their money. You sitting there going, wait a minute, they overpaid me. I didn't tell them to put that on my check. They did it. Is it yours? No. Well, then you're stealing. God just blessed me with this extra money.
That's
the devil is a liar. Do you see what he's gotten? God, he will do it. And what I'm saying is, I'm saying that God is saying, I'm looking at my people. My people are doing all kind of things. Why? Because they don't hear me. So I need to lend them my hearing aid. And this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't hear, he's equipped people to do sign language in the church.
Absolutely.
If you can't see, he's got Braille books so you can read Braille
yes.
with your hands.
Yes.
If you can't walk or you don't have a car to get to church, he's made the church come to you on the radio, on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, let them know this is my hearing aid. For
Amen.
Everybody, I got a way for you to hear this word.
Yes.
Whether
yes.
you're hearing it by sign language or
mm-hmm.
Braille. Because, you know, I don't know if y'all seen that movie, The Book of Eli. The whole
yes.
time,
yes.
Denzel Washington could not see. But he was doing all kind of stuff, and you didn't know until the very end that he couldn't see.
Exactly. Yep.
If you never, ever saw Stevie Wonder, you would not know he could not see because
That's
he
right.
was so talented, so gifted. You wouldn't
yes.
know that coming from a man that can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And so God, he's made Braille. He's made sign language. He's heard it on the radio. He said, you're without excuse. I gave you a hearing aid.
Yes.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I need you to hear this word, okay,
mm-hmm.
so that you can start, oh, my goodness, glory to God, so
mm-hmm.
you can start doing what the word says, so
yes.
now you can be in my likeness again. And
yes.
and what God is telling us, he says
yes.
the hearing aid is there because my book is my voice.
Amen. Yes, it
Every
is.
Every time someone preaches what's
mm-hmm.
in my word, you are hearing my voice.
Yes.
And the reason why I know that we're not doing the things that God is pleased with is because he said, if my people who are called by my name
mm-hmm.
would humble themselves,
yes.
huh?
Yes.
And turn away from their wicked ways, then
Come
I'm
on.
Going to heal the land. Look around. Is the land healed? No.
No.
We got COVID. We got recession. We got, oh, my goodness, we got
Monkey
gas prices. We got food prices. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not healed the land. He's troubled the land.
Yes, it is. Yes, he did.
He's troubled the land because we're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking in the mirror, seeing what's wrong, and we going on about our business.
That's right.
And that's
Absolutely.
What the word of God is. It's a mirror.
Yeah.
When you start hearing the word of God is saying, I don't want my people to lie. I don't want my people to steal. I don't want my people to cheat. I don't want my people to be angry. I don't want my people fighting one another. I don't want my people doing those things that are detrimental to their health. I want them to do the things that are prosperous for their soul.
That's right, Pastor. Yes.
And we don't hear him. So mm-hmm. he's lending us a hearing aid.
Yes.
You need sign language? You need Braille? What's
mm-hmm.
your condition? You can't get to the church? Turn on your radio. Turn on TV. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here listening to the devil, and we don't know we're listening to him.
That's right. Absolutely.
I got to tell y'all this again real quick. I told you my parents really, really loved me. But it didn't mean they weren't going to chastise me when I was doing wrong.
That's right.
God really, 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 really loves us.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean he's not going to chastise us
That's
when
right.
we're doing wrong. okay? I can't keep getting on the line saying, oh, God is going to bless you. Don't you worry. Don't you fear. Oh, it doesn't matter who's coming up against you. God is with you, and greater is he that is with you than the whole world. I can't keep giving you those messages because he don't keep giving them to me. Guess what he do?
Mm-hmm.
He start giving you those kind of messages. Your God loves you. You are never alone. Fear not. God is with you. Be strong and courageous. Your God is with you. He give you all those messages. And you're like, ooh, I like hearing Pastor Kathy. Ooh, she's so uplifting. Ooh, she's just blessing my heart. And then God comes in for the kill. Now that I got your ear, those who have ears, let them hear what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
You are not being a doer of the word. You're
That's
hearing
right.
it like it's entertainment,
it.
And
mm-hmm.
you're going out and you're doing whatever you want. You're still arguing
That's
with
right.
folks. You're still being nasty to people. You won't say good morning, good night. You won't help somebody in their time of need. You see somebody trying to get across the street, you won't help. Come on now. And so God is looking at us going, they hear, but they're not doing anything about what they hear. And you know how I know? Because the word is like a two-edged sword. It cuts away.
Mm. Yes. Yes, it does.
It cuts away every evil thing that is within us. And,
yes.
And look what Ephesians said. My goodness, glory to God. It says, be angry, sin not. You know how many people go to bed angry?
Ooh, yes, indeed. Mm-mm-mm.
You know how people, and I'm not talking about married couples, because you know they'll go to bed in a minute angry. One sleeping over here, the other one sleeping over there. I'm talking about people just
mm-hmm.
angry.
Yeah.
Siblings not talking to each other.
Exactly.
Okay? Mother mm-hmm. and daughter not talking to each other. Father and son, brother and sister. Come
mm-hmm.
on now. And God is going, wow, they yes. haven't heard
I'm
bad.
That's right.
Because they're not doing what I've asked them to do.
Come on, Pastor. Yes, indeed.
I don't know about you guys, but to see that hurt and disgust on my mother's face, it used to bother me. I'd rather she just take that belt and beat me.
Come on.
But she would look at me so disgusted with me. Like, why mm-hmm. would you do this? I've been working all day and I got to come home to a nasty house. And God is looking at us going, why would you do this? I've loved you. I died for you. I provided for you. I protected you. Why would you do this?
That's right. Yes.
And we still doing it every single day.
Every day.
And when you look around and you see calamity all around you, you realize we're not doing what pleases the Father. Because if we were doing what pleases the Father, guess
mm-hmm.
what? COVID would be gone.
Yes. Come on.
There wouldn't be no make-believe recession. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Make-believe recession, because guess what? And you're going, oh, please, they're not going to bring those prices down. They don't have to. God will make sure you get paid more.
No.
No. And you'll get paid so much more, you'll think they brought the prices down.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not being doers of the word.
That
God's word is not entertainment.
Right.
It's basic instructions before leaving earth.
Yep.
He's given us instructions.
How
what
to, live.
To do, how to live.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can make it into that mansion that Jesus went to prepare for us.
Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm.
I've always liked being in a nice house, and I'm trying to tell you, Jesus said, oh, in my Father's house are many mansions. Really? A
yep.
whole lot of mansions?
Yeah.
Because I surely want my name on one.
Yep.
And every single day, I got to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Because
mm-hmm.
even though I may not do something, it's my thoughts sometimes. Because when people get on my nerve and they start doing stuff, I start thinking all kind of stuff. And I go,
oh,
help me, Jesus. Help me.
Help me.
And the Holy Ghost is saying, I'm trying to help you. Now cast down every easily besets you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got to take advantage of what he's given us. He is giving us his hearing aid.
Yes, he has.
Why? Because if our actions told him that we hear what he's saying to us, then we would be doing what he said. We
yes.
wouldn't want to see him discouraged or frustrated or looking at us going, I've done all I could for Kathy. Why is she still living like this?
Mm-hmm.
You serve a God that loves you. He's a merciful God. And I'm talking about even the ones that haven't come in yet. God still loves you too. Because guess
yes,
what? He called you in your mother's womb. He knows
yes,
the day you're going to say, you know what? I'm ready to give my life to Christ. He already knows when you're coming in. So until then, he's got to protect you. Because
yes.
you're one of his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we serve a God that loves us you have no idea how much. Yes, you do, because you saw him die on that cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an idea how much he loves us.
Oh,
he loves us enough to come and correct us.
Yes.
He loves us enough to stop us in our track and go, enough is enough. You know what? Day before yesterday, I made a joke, and it was tasteless.
Mm.
I looked at the person. I said, oh, please, you're Caucasian. You don't think like we do, you know. And the Caucasian was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I went, uh-oh. Oh, how did that fly out my mouth?
Whoa.
You know why? Because I'm a pastor. I am not perfect. Not by a long shot.
None of us.
I'm just as human as the next person.
Amen.
I make mistakes. And that was a tasteless joke. And as soon as it got out of my mouth, the Holy Ghost, he just tore me up inside. And the whole girl's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, please, get out of here. You're Caucasian. You don't think like we do. Get on out of here. Caucasian, oh, no. What is she saying?
Oh, no.
You know, and I sat there and I wrestled with that thing, and I said, soon as I get those two back in the room together, I'm going to step in front of them and say, I had no business to say what I said.
Right.
And I apologize.
Yep. It's up to
them. You see how easy it is
yes.
to step away from who you are. It's so
yes.
easy.
Very.
And it seems like it takes a lot of energy to be on the side that is right in God's sight. It does not. You know what it takes? It takes you letting the Holy Ghost lead and guide you. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot of energy. You know
nope.
what I found out? It takes more energy to frown than it does to smile.
Yes.
And I went, what?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it's so hard to smile, but it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. And God is letting us know it takes
yes.
so much more energy to do wrong than it does to do right.
Mm-hmm.
He says, trust in the Lord your God. Lean not to your own understanding. Just trust him.
Yes.
Okay? He's going to direct your path.
Absolutely.
Right? Lean not to your own understanding. You don't understand why you got to do this and why you got to. He's not asking us, because you know what? I have a whole lot of fun. I really do. I don't try to do those things that are displeasing in his sight, but like I told you, I made a tasteless joke.
Yeah.
And immediately I said to myself, dang, I'm a pastor. Why would I say that?
Because
you know?
You're human.
And
we all make mistakes.
Exactly. But my thing is, I'm making it my business to apologize, and I'm letting every one of y'all know God says, yes, I love you. but I love you enough not to leave you in the condition you're in. I want to see you do better. In order for you to do better, I got to give you my hearing aid so you can hear this word.
Thank
so you,
God.
Thank
you.
Allow this word to transform you into that beautiful butterfly. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you,
guys. Woo, thank you, God. Thank you. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to ask our Pastor Stephen, do he have anything that he want to say about the word this evening, because our other callers left. Amen. Well, for me, I thought it was a beautiful.
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. good evening. How you doing?
I'm blessed. In yourself?
I'm feeling, you know, I was feeling kind of some kind of way from working, but, you know, I see my pastor came on and preached the word, and it brought something out in me. It made me, you know how when God stirs something up in you, and you keep hearing his word, and it touches you in a way that you just feel like just taking off running?
Yes.
That's the kind of word that Pastor Kathy brought tonight. That you got to be not only a hearer of it, but you got to be a doer of the word.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't just listen to yourself talking. You got to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that what she talked about is the truth. It's nothing she said that wasn't the truth. It was nothing but the plain unadulterated truth.
Absolutely.
And if you can't keep the truth, then you need to do something else with your life, because it will help you out in the long run. And I bless the woman of God tonight, and I don't know what I would do without her. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And pray to God that you don't ever have to know what not to do without her. Because those whom God have joined together, let no man put asunder. God put us together with the person that we belong to, belong with.
Amen.
So, beautiful message tonight, Pastor Kathy. And like Pastor Stephen said, we can't just be hearers, but we got to also be doers. And don't listen to what the lies that Satan plants in your head for you to go and do something that you know is wrong. So I want to thank you for this wonderful word. And at this time, and thank our caller 678-507 for being here with us this evening and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God. And I want to thank all of our Facebook people, our YouTube and Twitter, and all Blog Talk Radio, for all of those who came on tonight to hear this word. And maybe this word was for one of you. So God bless you for listening to Pray One for Another. So we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen. Pastor Kathy, you on mute? Because we don't hear you.
I'm sitting here talking, nobody hearing.
No.
I thank God for the word tonight.
Amen.
Because God has gotten us stirred up again to understand. We're just hearing his word and we're not doing anything about it. Okay? We're letting the devil duke us into thinking it's a little white lie. I didn't steal anything. I just tasted the grape. And he's duking us into doing those things that are going to keep us from getting into the kingdom of God. But I love the fact that God is a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. Come on now. And even right now, he's saying for all of you under the sound of Kathy's voice, if you heard this word and you're saying, I am not living my best life. I'm doing things I ain't got the reasons doing. I'm going to fix. God is saying, so, you ain't the only one. I need you to do is not be concerned with the mistakes you've made. Be concerned with where I want you to be headed now.
Yes.
Your home is just that in the past. And if you're ready and you're saying to yourself, tomorrow is not promised. I'm going to make that decision today. You say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Come into my life, dear Lord. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for all my sins. I confess my sins. I ask you to please forgive me of all the wrong that I've done. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior so that you can lead and guide me in the way you would have me to go.
Yes.
And then he's saying to you, what took you so long? I was sitting here waiting on you. I knew you were coming. Right?
Yes.
That's all you got to do. And your next prayer is, Father God, lead me to a good household of faith that I can go someplace and learn more and more about you. That your word can transform me into your likeness. And God is saying, absolutely. I got the perfect church for you. I got the perfect household of faith for you. Let him do it. All you got to do is pray. He's going to lead and guide you there. And I'm telling you, don't be afraid to give your life to Christ. He's not going to let you walk around looking like a Roman. He's going to let you do those things that please you, gives you enjoyment. But there's boundaries.
Yes.
There's boundaries. God has standards. Okay? Don't think you say, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. I can't go here. I can't go there. That's not what God is. He is not trying to control you. If he was, you wouldn't have the decision to choose him.
That's right.
We all would be robots doing exactly what, no, you have a choice. The choice is yours. And guess what? He doesn't want you to die in your sin. He wants you to live and live life abundantly. But you can't do it on your own. You're going to need his help. Come into his life. Let him come into your life right now. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for that word on today, oh God. We thank you because you love us like none other. All the things you've done, all the things that you're doing, and all the things that you're going to do, we say thank you, oh God. We lift you up. We praise your holy name. Thank you for this word that reminds us, don't just be a hearer. Do something about what you're hearing. If you're hearing you're doing wrong, ask me to strengthen you to make the change. To make the change that you can walk in the likeness of Christ. We thank you, O God, we bless your holy name. Let everyone under the sound of my voice, O God, continue to meditate on your word day and night. Allow you to lead and guide them in the direction you will have them to go so you can make their crooked path straight. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you, God. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you both. Have a wonderful evening. We love you.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you. Hugs and kisses. And on that note, we are out.